Clear Thinking by Mike George. Do you have the power of protection? Do you need protection? Are you strong enough to protect yourself? Or do you need someone to protect you? We tend to think of protection on a physical level, and the idea that if you are physically strong enough, you will be able to protect yourself. And if you are not, then there are three options. A. Go to the gym, build your muscles. B. Get someone to protect you. Or C. Better stay in. Discos employ bouncers, armies train soldiers, and the rich and the famous hire bodyguards. But the vast majority of us will never need to worry about being hurt by others. As our average day carries very little physical threat. However, if we move to the mental or emotional level, there appears to be a different kind of possibility that we may get hurt. Indeed, it seems that some of us believe we are being mentally or emotionally hurt almost every day. Our symptoms of hurt are the behaviors that emerge as the result. For example, blaming, complaining, and accusing others for making me feel this way. Is that because, like the physical hurt, we are not strong enough or not powerful enough to protect ourselves? Or is it because we feel that we are at the mercy of other people and circumstances, regardless of how powerful we are? Does it mean we need some kind of mental or emotional protection? Or do we need to manage our hurt feelings a little more discreetly? Do we need some kind of a bouncer system standing guard at the windows of our mind and at the doors of our heart? In order to clearly see what kind of protection we may need, it is useful to consider exactly how hurt happens. There are seven main reasons why we might feel that we are hurting mentally or emotionally. The first one is insulted. How dare you say that to me? Whether someone calls us names or makes derogatory remarks about our personality, it seems many of us can easily feel personally insulted. The second one is offended. Can you believe what they just said about my religion? Similar to a personal insult, being offended means we are disapproving of someone's behavior or words. In our judgment of others, we see them as doing or saying something against our beliefs or values. It could be a slander towards our race or religion. Some have come to habitually feel so easily affronted, they consciously seek for a reason to be offended. The third one, let down. I am so disappointed in you because you have let me down. A sense of hurt is a form of disappointment that follows quickly from the perception that someone has let us down. Whether they turned up late or just didn't meet a commitment, we take it personally, and our sadness and anger have faded. We put a black mark against that person's name in the filing cabinet called memory. The fourth one is betrayal. How could you tell them what I said? How can I ever trust you again? When we take others into our confidence, we do so with an expectation that they will keep that confidence confidential. We do not expect them to pass it on to any old other. And when they do, we feel the hurt of betrayal. The fifth one is robbed. They took everything from me. The fifth one is robbed. They took everything from me. Perhaps one of the deepest hurts is when you have something we deem precious taken away from us. Sometimes we feel it's just not thieves, but we perceive some businesses are out to take as much from as many of us as they can for the product or service. And we then call it daylight robbery. The sixth one, broken promise. But you promised me. We all know the moment of personal hurt when someone breaks a promise. Whether it's a parent who fails to buy that bike at Christmas, the boss who fails to deliver a promised promotion, or a friend who fails to return a precious item on time. The last one is excluded. You didn't invite me. It's that moment when you realize that you're not included in what you desired to be a part of. Any hurt feelings are often followed by, "What's wrong with me?" Life seems to throw up so many good reasons to feel hurt, which means to feel powerless in the face of others' behaviors and prevailing circumstances. In some areas, this can happen so frequently to so many people that eventually the government has to create a protection agency to ensure the people are not exploited by others. So, how do we build our mental and emotional strength? How do we empower ourselves so that we don't experience these feelings of hurt? How can we build the inner power to protect ourselves from our own mental and emotional suffering? Perhaps protection is not the right word. Perhaps the real question is, how do we not create or break the habit of creating our own suffering, our own hurt in the first place? Here are some suggestions in the form of the basic principles of self-empowerment, which can both eliminate all hurt and eventually give you the strength not to create. The foremost one is to accept responsibility. Sometimes it is hard to see. Never mind, accept. That we are each responsible for our thoughts and feelings at all times and in all situations. Our first responsibility in life is our ability to respond. This means any hurt feelings are entirely our own creation. It is never the other person or the situation. Easy theory, but hard to put in practice. In the heat of the moment, especially after a lifetime of believing it, that it's them. But if we can apply the principle of self-responsibility, each situation has receded. We will begin to look for the cause of our own hurt within ourselves, as opposed to continue projecting our emotions onto others. When we look, we will almost certainly find that we feel hurt because the world is not dancing to our tune. The second one is end controlling. It's just not possible to control anyone else's words or behaviors, ever for that matter. And most of our hurt comes because others are not saying or doing what we want, or they are saying or doing what we don't want them to do. Our emotional reaction is a sign that we are trying to control what we cannot control. Our hurt is a sign that we are unhappy. And believe, they are making us unhappy. But reality reminds us that the world is not designed to dance to my tune. And neither is the world, which includes other people, responsible for our happiness. Thirdly, be happy anyway. Being responsible for our own happiness is also a challenge in the world that sends us hundreds of messages every day to say you cannot be happy until you have this. Go there, consume that, acquire these, etc. But as long as we make our happiness dependent on anything or anyone outside ourselves, our emotions will fluctuate wildly and we will be unable to be at peace with ourselves, unable to give the gift of peace to others, unable to extend the light of our love consistently to others. We will be unable to stop hurting ourselves emotionally or mentally. Realizing that our happiness is an inside job frees us from the dependencies, and then there is nothing anyone can do that will let us down. The fourth one is letting go. If you explore the root of any hurt or all your unhappiness, you will always find some form of attachment, holding on to things, ideas and images of how others should speak and act is the real cause of our hurt feelings. Letting go or being detached does not mean that we don't care or that we are avoiding. It simply means we are free. Our energy, our power is not trapped or blocked by any old attachments. And we are able to use our energy to respond positively to whatever happens. The last one is self-awareness. The one place we tend not to look and learn is the inner space of ourself. Cultivating self-awareness allows us to see how and why we are feeling hurt. It reminds us we are always responsible for our feelings and that we have the inner power to choose our feelings regardless of what others say or do. We may even see that we too have the occasional inclination to insult, offend, exclude, let others down. And as we do, we also realize that in the reality of real life, these are the things some people intend to do. And we can do absolutely nothing about others' intentions and what they eventually do. All we can do is not be affected by what they do. Some people do try to protect themselves from such behaviors, but only by avoiding them. Much better to empower ourselves so that we don't hurt our own feelings ourselves. When we see and hear them attempting to insult, offend, exclude and rob, etc. When you know when you are self-empowered, you know when you are standing in your power. When no one can hurt you by insulting you. As you see, you are not whatever names they may call you. It's just words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Secondly, when you can no longer be offended because you are no longer attached to a particular belief or belief system about how others should speak wear their clothes and live their lives. Thirdly, when you can never be hurt by someone who lets you down because you have learned not to make your happiness dependent on having your expectations met by others. Fourthly, you can never be hurt by betrayal because you are no longer dependent on what others think about you for your self-worth or self-esteem, and you know that you cannot control what others will do with you, what you share. You cannot be robbed of anything of real value because in truth, you know you possess nothing. You can't take it when you go. And everything comes and goes. And you have no control over the manner in which it may leave. And now, know your primary values are intangible and internal. Not those tangible and external things you are taught to acquire. Next one, you can no longer be hurt by a broken promise because you know and accept that is what people sometimes do. They break promises, and your happiness is no longer dependent on others keeping their promises. The next one, you are no longer devastated when you appear to be excluded. You do not take it personally. Your self-esteem and self-worth are no longer dependent on the approval of others. You no longer need to be involved in anything to be content with yourself. You know there is nothing wrong with you. You are a free spirit. And if the invitations come, that's okay. But if they don't come, that's also okay. Last one. In truth, you cannot be protected against hurt at a mental or emotional level because you create the hurt feelings yourself. But if you are still hurting, then it's a signal to head for the mental or emotional gym and embark on some mental muscle building. And the first exercise is realizing it's not them, it's me. Like every time, let's ask a question. Which of the above 7 reasons tends to be the trigger of your hurt feelings? What causes you the hurt of all the 7 reasons? Reflect yourself. Free yourself from all the hurt. Once you have found your reflection, take an action. Take 5 minutes at the end of each day this week and note down all the moments you felt hurt by someone or something, and see if you can see why it was you and not them. This was Clear Thinking for this week. You're listening to Om Shanti Radio, the voice of peace.